أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. These are the opening ayats of Surah Al-Hujurat. Hujurat is a plural of the Arabic word Hujra, and this word will be very familiar to us, that the Hujra Sharif refers to the room and the dwelling of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hujurat will be the plural, the different rooms of the different azwaj, the different wives, our mothers. And hence, here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes special reference to it, because in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of the etiquettes that the Ummah has to observe with regards to the great rank and status of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the last surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke abundantly about Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who had to control their thoughts and their emotions and their feelings with regards to the treaty of Hudaybiyah. And then towards the end of the surah, we discussed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. The Sahaba were so well trained insofar as showing out their compassion, and they knew exactly when to be firm, when to be strong. They knew when to be kind, when to be compassionate with regards to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the rest of mankind. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first speaks more particularly about the etiquette and the adab that the ummah should have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because of his rank, honor and status, his closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about the general social etiquette that the ummah should have as communities, so that there is no disunity, disharmony in a community, in a society, in the ummah in itself. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِّ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. O believers, do not advance ahead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami', Allah is all-hearing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing. Now, some of the commentators have explained that a tribe by the name of Banu Tamim, they had come to Medina Munawwara, and there was the question that a leader needed to be appointed for this community, for this tribe. So the great two stalwarts of this ummah, the most virtuous of this ummah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, begin to discuss this issue. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had one view with regards to who the leader should be. He had thought that he should be Ka'ka bin Ma'bad. And on the other hand, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu differed a little. He thought he should be Aqwa bin Harith. And hence, these two Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to discuss. And in their discussion, they discussed it with each other, like how two human beings will discuss. And in the discussion, their voices were raised a little bit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these two ayats, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now shows this ummah a great deal of etiquette. Number one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tuqaddimu bayna yaday illahi wa rasuli, that, O you who have brought iman, you have brought iman in Allah, you have brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So do not advance ahead of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this advancement will be both insofar as speech is concerned and also insofar as actions are concerned. That when there is, for example, in this particular case, a matter to be decided, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there, he is sitting. So hence, let Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself speak first. Let him make the decision. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allows you permission to speak before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asks you for your opinion, for your eye, then only should you give your eye. Otherwise, in all circumstances, allow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to speak before you speak. That is the one aspect of the ayah. Then in deeds also, allow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in actions to act ahead of you. That if perchance you are, for example, on the dasturkhan, on the tablecloth, food is being served, then let the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be the first to dish out. Do not advance ahead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or another example, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking, and unless and until Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not command you, or he did not allow you to walk ahead of him, then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would walk, and you would walk behind Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This had been so profound in the lives of Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and this was so well thought to them, that not only the Nabi of Allah was given such preferences, but those who were more learned among Sahaba also were also taught that those who were less learned should walk behind those who are more learned. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu on one occasion was walking, and Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu, Hazrat Abu Zar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu began to walk ahead of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Abu Zar that there is no greater person in this ummat besides the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, on which the sun has risen and the sun has set. So you would walk behind Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So these are the adab, these are the etiquette that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught the ummah, first of all, with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then of course, those who are more honored and more superior in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wattaqullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fearing Allah Rabbul Izzat here would be, Shah Waliullah Dalavi rahmatullah alayhi has stated that there are four great salient features of Islam, which is known as the sha'air of Islam. One is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second is the Quran. The third is the Kaaba. And the fourth is Salat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, whoever honors these salient features, these great symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, then certainly it is from the taqwa, it is from the fear of the heart, and hence it is taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will lead a person to become one of etiquette, one who would obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one who would honor these sha'air, these salient features of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah sami'un, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears if you advance ahead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your intentions, why you say things, why you advanced ahead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the full knowledge. So in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum the great etiquette that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to decide a matter, then you should not speak ahead of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you should not speak before him. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also showed that in the matters of those who are our seniors, then also we should observe this etiquette, allow them to speak first, or alternatively they give us permission, allow them to walk ahead of us so that we walk behind them, and let them do things before us so that we will have this kind of adab. And this is our deen that shows us the full etiquette of every aspect of our life. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.